Welcome back to another edition of the Binge Buzz. I'm John Easter, joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants, Coach Stan Binge. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine right now, so let's keep everything going where we got it, and hopefully we keep COVID away from Ben Davis High School, and we'll be really great.
That would be good, I think, for all of us.
Yes.
So the Lady Giants now 2-1 on the year. You had the game last week against the Brownsburg Bulldogs, a 43-40 win, but it was not easy. Talk a little bit about that game.
It wasn't easy at all. I mean, I thought we came out, and I thought we played real well at the beginning. We just didn't hit shots, and we just couldn't hit anything. And then eventually we broke down. I think the girls got a little frustrated from not being able to shoot very well, and so then we broke down and then got quite a deficit. I think we were down 13, 14 points there at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter, and the girls fought and had to scrap and finally hit a couple shots, got back in the game, and eventually was able to win it.
You know, you talk about trying to stay in it, and this is a situation where you're kind of still new. You're not new to Ben Davis, but
right.
You're new to this team and these young ladies. So how hard is it for you to try to push the right button, so to speak, trying to get a team motivated or keep them motivated in a situation like that?
Well, we have great girls, and that helps. But any situation you're in, you got to learn the people's personalities. You got to learn who they are and learn who they are as people, and then their strengths and weaknesses as basketball players. And because of the restrictions with COVID and everything else, it's been a slow process. It's been very, very difficult to get that. And, you know, we've had girls quarantined just like almost every other team in the state has. And I think Chris Huffenthal from Hampton Southeastern and I had a nice discussion. And he said, you got a tough situation. He said, we've had restrictions too, but at least these are still my girls. And he goes, you're new to them. And he said, it's going to take a while, but you'll be all right. And I think he's right.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that off air. Because, you know, it seemed like they are, you know, playing together because Coach Huffenthal's been there. I mean,
right.
he's been there, and they're his girls. He's had them all through the time. So you did bring up a point about the COVID situation, and how has that changed you from a game preparation standpoint? Because I saw Coach Smiley from Brownsburg was talking to Matt Van Tryon about how everything has changed going into a game. How has it changed what you do?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's changed the way we would have prepared for a team too much this early in the year, because we need to work on ourselves anyway. Now, maybe later in the year it will, but where it really has hurt is us being able to do what we need to do and play our style. Eventually, we want to impose our will on teams. Eventually, we want to be able to have them worried about preparing for us, and we do what we do. But we're not there. We don't, you know, we talk about belief and believe in the system, and eventually it'll do it. But, you know, it takes a long time for that trust to happen. And the girls are trying. They're doing their best, but we're just not there yet.
And then finally, this week, you have a game that was originally scheduled on Friday. It's been moved to Thursday due to the football semi-state. Can't have the two events with parking and everything at the same time. So Warren Central comes in, a team that no doubt will be a talented basketball team. What should the fans expect from the Lady Warriors, and how will you look at them on Thursday?
Well, Warren Central, I mean, any MIC team is a good team, a very good team. Warren Central is a good team, and Coach Mitchell does a good job with them. And, you know, they just beat Center Grove this past week and had a good win against Cathedral. So, you know, they're very athletic. They rebound, and they do some good things. Probably very similar to us, only they don't quite play the same style we do. So it should be another competitive game like every game we've played this year.
How's it going so far?
So far,
you
I mean,
good?
I love
good
it.
Being
at
back?
I love it at Ben Davis. I love the people at Ben Davis. I mean, I enjoyed my time at Roncalli also, but Ben Davis, like I said 100 times, is home. That's where I grew up. That's where, it's good to be back, and it's good to have some great people to be able to work with.
Yeah, you set up the office down there. So you're back in it.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much, and good luck on Thursday against Warren.
Thank you.